السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم، صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, as I mentioned last Thursday that tonight we will have a combination of majlis and zikr, inshallah. I mentioned some of the virtues of the Mubarak days, the 10 days of Zilhijjah, in the last majlis. And I also mentioned that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala rewards the person who keeps a fast on the day of Arafah, the 9th of Zilhijjah. Allah Ta'ala rewards him with the forgiveness of his sins of the past year and the coming year. What a great reward. And that is the minor sins, of course. And it does not mean that the person must then start going on committing sins. The minor sins which the person commits, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala finds ways and excuses of forgiving him. Making wuzu, forgiveness of sins, do this, forgiveness of sins, do that, forgiveness of sins. Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive. He wants to make us his walis. Allah Ta'ala wants to put the crown of wilayat on our heads. We do not want it. That is our weakness. Allah Ta'ala wants to put it on our heads. He wants to give it to us. We don't even deserve it. We are not even worthy of it. We are full of filth. From head to toe, there's nothing but filth in our bodies. If only a person could see through another person's body, he won't even make him a friend. If we have to see through another person's body, what is in there? Say if Allah Ta'ala gave us that kind of sight, that we can see through the person's body, then we won't even make that person a friend. We won't sit anywhere close to him. So much of filth we will see inside that person's body. Because there is nothing else but filth in the body. If we have to look at the body of the human being, there's nothing in there except filth. However, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He is so merciful, so kind, so compassionate, so loving, so dearly He loves His creation, that same filthy body, the body is filthy, stool, urine, blood, what else is there? But from that body, when actions emanate, those same hands, the same feet, the same eyes, the same ears, the same tongue, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives it the strength to do good deeds, gives the tawfiq of doing good deeds, then that same body may be filthy, but in the sight of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it is held in esteem. And Allah Ta'ala says, you have become my wali, you have become my friend. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. The friends of Allah are none other than those who are muttaqi. So when the person becomes God-fearing, when he restrains himself from sins, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes him his wali. In spite of all the filth that is in the body, but Allah Ta'ala says, I have made you my friend. You are my friend, you are my wali. And if a person becomes the friend of Allah, then the kingdoms that Allah Ta'ala has, they are all his. Don't look at the outside condition. I have mentioned many, many times, but yet so many people do not understand this philosophy. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He tests the believers. Sometimes with ni'mats and sometimes by the taking away of the ni'mats. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. There too again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, that do you think you're going to enter Jannat just like that? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sometimes tests with ni'mats and sometimes He tests by taking away of those ni'mats. He gives good health, He gives plenty of wealth, He gives intelligence, He gives good children, He gives good sight, good hearing, good speech, and tests the person. And sometimes he takes away those things and tests the person. In both conditions, the person has to be proving himself to be the friend of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Be satisfied with whatever comes from Allah. The means that Allah ta'ala has created, we make use of it. But the trust must be in no one but Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with his dam, with his blowing, what did not happen? How many people got cured? The eyes of Hazrat Qatada radiallahu ta'ala an, which fell off in the battle. Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took that eye on the palm of his hand, placed it there and rubbed it. He says the sight in that eye was better than the other. And until his death, there was no weakness in that eye. Until his death, that eye was shining. So many things happened with the hand Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Yet, on occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has got a cloth tied very tightly around his red head, and he's saying, Warasa, complaining of headache. So was there no power in his dam at that time to cure his own headache? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is bleeding in Taif. His shoes are getting filled. In Uhud he is stoned. And yet with his duas, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought the angels down. So could he not have made dua that, Ya Allah, I do not want all this type of suffering. And Allah ta'ala, you think, wouldn't have accepted it. So these are lessons for us, that in this world we will go through different situations. But the believer, his heart must be with Allah and Allah alone. Come what may, he must shatter those evil desires that are in his heart. But he must not disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then see what Allah ta'ala gives in that heart. The sweetness of Iman is not a joke. It is not just a fantasy. It is not something non-existent. We all accept the sweetness of the sugar cane. So many times you have heard. And if a person has to dig the ground around the sugar cane, he will find no sugar in the earth. It is Allah Ta'ala who has put sugar cane from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah has put sweetness into the sugar cane. We do not know how many millions or billions and billions of tons of sugar has been used by mankind. And yet the earth doesn't have 1 gram of sugar. So if Allah Ta'ala can put sweetness into wood, bamboo sticks, what else is sugar cane but bamboo sticks? Then that Allah, you think, he cannot put sweetness of Iman into hearts? But there are conditions. We have to make that little effort. Just a little effort. And life is temporary. It's fleeting. It's going very fast. It's moving very, very fast. Those days are gone when people live 80 years, 90 years. One Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he met Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, who came to him in human form. So he told him that, why don't you send some message before you come? You're taking us away on a long journey, but you don't even send us any message beforehand. A person must be given time to make preparation before he leaves on a long journey. We just go to Makkah Sharif, or we go to England, America. We have to pack our bags. We have to make sure our visas, passport, everything is in order. And we have to make some wasiyat, nasihat, check all our accounts and things like that. So normally a person is given some warning, or is given some information, or is given a ring that I'm taking you on a long journey. But he says, you don't give us any message. You just come suddenly and you take us away. So Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu wasalam said, in today's language if we have to speak, that I don't know how many emails, how many faxes, how many telephone calls, how many rings I'm giving you, that stay ready, stay ready. He says all these sicknesses, floods, earthquakes, drought, famine, disasters, all what we are seeing around, those are those emails and faxes and messages. That just as those people suddenly went, stay ready. Stay ready because I will take you one day too. And then he says, one message comes very loud and clear, and that is old age. Those who are in old age, he says, what other message do they require now? The white hair itself is a message. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to give us in this world also peace, happiness, and also in the akhirat. And peace and happiness is something that has got to do with the heart. When the spiritual heart is diseased, then no matter how much of wealth and property a person may have, but he is restless. And if the spiritual heart is in a good condition, then irrespective of what he has or doesn't have, Allah Ta'ala gives him peace. We were taking a walk through the park the other day in the morning after Fajr. And there was a board. No dogs except on leash. In Mitchell Park, opposite Mitchell Park, the other park that's there. No dogs except on leash. Now, I don't know how many times we pass boards like that. But we take no lesson from those boards. ND295627. 295627. Somebody wants to come out, please remove your car. Now, these type of boards are common. In parks, it's common. So I said to my friends who were with me, I said, that board gives us a very loud message, very clear message. All we understand is that if you bring a dog, then put a leash and take it through this park. But we should take a lesson. Remember, this is a majlis, which is intended for reformation and change of the condition of our hearts, so that it becomes easy for us to practice on whatever Allah Ta'ala demands, whatever Rasulullah Paak Rasam wants us to do, and stay away from all haram. So in a majlis, we don't have continuity of something. Whatever comes in my mind, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes it beneficial for me and you, inshallah. So we must take a lesson from that board. That all of us, our nafs is that dog. Our nafs is a dog. The mizaj, the nature of the dog is that it wants to bite, it wants to bark, it wants to bite, it wants to mess, it wants to disturb. It does a lot of things. Now if this person is not going to have the dog on leash and is going to take it through that park, then somebody will be having his picnic there and he's got his mutton and chicken and his braai. The dog, if it's a ferocious one, he may just go and grab that person too and that meat too. ND26066 white Mercedes. You are blocking the driveway. ND26066. Please remove your car.
Nafs.
So this nafs, we must put it on leash. Put this nafs on leash. Just as a dog, its mizaj and nature is running, barking, biting, and all kinds of things. In the same way, the mizaj of the nafs is that it wants to run towards everything that's haram. The mizaj, the nature, and especially those things that Allah Ta'ala has prohibited, it wants to go very quickly towards it. So the nafs wants to go towards porn, it wants to go through cinemas, theaters, gambling dens, anything that's haram, it wants to go. So in this world, just like how in the park there are beautiful flowers, garden, everything is beautiful, in the same way Allah Ta'ala in this world created a lot of things. But all he said is that now put this nafs on leash and then take it through these gardens. Put the nafs on leash and then take it through this garden of dunya. Nothing will harm you. Do your business, eat good food, wear good clothes, marry, bring up your children, enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Make your namaz, give your zakat, fast in the month of Ramadan, go for hajj, invite towards good, prohibit and forbid whatever is evil. Do whatever Allah Ta'ala has ordered, fulfill the rights of people. Then if you got this nafs on leash, then this dunya will not harm you. So this qurbani that we are doing, this is the whole purpose of that qurbani. That in reality it was the sacrificing of a human being. And which human being? A son, a dear beloved son. The story of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is known to Standard 1 pupils at the school also. And all of you have heard it many, many times. And that is the lesson. If we cannot take that lesson, then even if we slaughter 100 animals, we haven't learned anything. We will get the sawab of slaughtering. And that too if we got ikhlas, if there's sincerity. If there's no sincerity, then irrespective of how, what quality that animal is of and how many we slaughtered, then there is no sawab. But with sincerity, if a person slaughters, he will get the sawab. But the lesson that we must take, that here's an animal which submitted itself, gave itself completely because it was Allah Ta'ala's order that this animal must be sacrificed for his pleasure. So that animal said, I am willing to go beneath your knife and take my entire life and body and everything. So if the animal can give itself, then we should be giving ourselves to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That whatever is Allah Ta'ala's will and desire, we must accept. This is our weakness. It is easy to read a little bit of Quran Sharif, make zikr, read a bit of tasbih, do a bit of ta'lim. This is easy. But when it comes to the suppression of our nafs, the evil desires that arise, and especially in these times of fitna, the moment you step outside the masjid, nothing but fitna. Now, how many times you have to lower your gaze? If you take a walk, even in the mornings through those parks, how many times you have to lower your gaze? How many times? You will get those marathon runners and you'll get so many others. Now, at that time, it is the test that is on this person, that who are you worshipping? You are worshipping your nafs or you are worshipping Allah Ta'ala. If you are worshipping Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then it is Allah Ta'ala's hukam, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Tell the believers they must lower their gazes. When such type of things come in front of you, then lower your gaze. And tell the believing women they must lower their gazes. Now this is the test, and every time that the person is going to do that, there's going to be a pain that he has to take on his heart. There will be a pain. The spiritual heart. That his nafs is desiring that I must see. And Allah Ta'ala's desire is that I must not. So now when he sacrifices that desire, when he places that knife over that desire, and when the blood of that desire flows over that heart and makes it red, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's noor arises in that heart. From all sides, there will be nothing but noor in that heart. There will be such light in that heart. And the person will experience that happiness. There is an experience that the person will enjoy. It is unfortunate that because of all the extent of haram that we engage in, that in our ibadat, zikr, tilawat also we find no enjoyment. Otherwise, there is a tremendous amount of enjoyment. So this was the whole purpose of this qurbani. That we must learn to sacrifice our desires when they are in conflict with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's will and desire. Whatever Allah Ta'ala is happy with, we accept, and what Allah is displeased with, we reject. And accidentally, if we commit some sin, then plenty of tawbah and istighfar. One buzrug, after 20 years, he was going past one place. After 50 years, he was going past one place. And suddenly he stopped there and he teared and he cried and he made so much of istighfar and tawbah. And he got sick. So his khadims, they asked him, Hazrat, what happened? You were fit well and suddenly at this place passing by here you came. He says, this is the place where 50, 60 years ago I committed some sin. So when I thought of that, it shook me up. Something that happened 50, 60 years ago. And that too, we do not know, might have been just a minor sin. So this is the thing, that accidental sin. A believer does not commit sins, he's not persistent, accidentally. Then he makes plenty of tawbah, istighfar, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. Allah Ta'ala is merciful and kind. So this day of Arafah is a day of forgiveness. It is a day in which you should try and keep a fast, those who are not sick and weak. It's not affecting their health, their duties. Then they should try and keep one fast and get all the rewards that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has promised. Inshallah. And the nights also, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives the sawab of Laylatul Qadr ibadat. Laylatul Qadr, what sawab Allah Ta'ala gives, he gives during these nights when a person makes ibadat. And on the eve of Eid, if he stays awake in ibadat, to some extent or the other, then on that day that all hearts will die, Allah Ta'ala will keep those hearts alive. So these are not days for sinning. Even in these Mubarak days, people are sinning without any concern. So we should not take advantage or we should not abuse the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We should appreciate these great gifts and do whatever we can. Of course, as far as the qurbani is concerned and all the masail and other things, if we have to discuss that, we can go on the whole night. But just one or two mas'alas that lots of people have been asking, besides the other masail, lots of people, because they could see my mustache trimmed, so they want to know, Maulana, is it permissible if a person is doing qurbani to cut his nails or trim his bush or to shave his beard? That person asked me, is it permissible to shave his beard if he is going to do qurbani on Eid day? I said, bhai, it's not permissible to shave the beard whether you're doing qurbani or not doing qurbani. The whole year round you have to keep your beard. Yes, more than a fist length. If you are doing qurbani, then you should not trim. You should not trim your mustache. You should not clip your nails unless they are overgrown. So then I explained to him that why I did it. For the past 2-3 years, why I do it. We have to therefore be very clear in our minds. Don't cast doubts. The reason for doing it is that when a mustahab reaches the stage of wajib and farz, when people consider a mustahab as farz and wajib, then it becomes important for those who are leading the community to leave out the mustahab, to educate the people that it is not farz, it is not wajib. That's the only reason. That it is mustahab, so keep it at that level. And mustahab means that definitely if a person does not trim, he will get reward, he will get sawab, and it is better that he should not trim and not cut. However, if a person does, then he will not get any sin. It is just like facing the Qibla and making wuzu is mustahab. But now if somebody has to go and stand at the wuzu khana there, and those taps that are not facing the Qibla side, he goes and takes off with those people and say, what is wrong with you people? Why can't you make wuzu facing the Qibla? So now we will say that he has elevated the position and status of a mustahab to that of farz and wajib. So these are important matters. Khair, in any case, I'm not going to discuss other masail and things of qurbani. There's plenty of literature has been distributed, and if anybody wants to find out, you can always find out. But my purpose of this majlis was to bring to your attention this important point, that the qurbani, when we are sacrificing that animal, at that time see the blood of that animal flowing and think that how much of the blood of our desires have we made to flow on. If we can do that, then we have succeeded. If we do not do that, then we will get some sawab, but inside the heart there will still be that emptiness, there will be nothing. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me first of all, and each and every one of you the tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نہیں ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ
کسب میں دنیا ہی کے راہ میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی کسب میں دنیا ہی کے راہ میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا
ilaha illallah, la 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 ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah 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 Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah 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 سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے
پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ
آنا تھا جنہیں سب آ چکے صرف قیامت باقی ہے آنا تھا جنہیں سب آ چکے صرف قیامت باقی ہے سورج کے شعلے کہتے ہیں حشر کی شدت باقی ہے سورج کے شعلے کہتے ہیں حشر کی شدت باقی ہے موت جسے کہتی ہے دنیا وہ بھی حقیقت باقی ہے موت جسے کہتی ہے دنیا وہ بھی حقیقت باقی ہے اب تو نکالو یارو دل سے اپنے خیال غیر اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله
صلى الله عليه وسلم
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رحيم يا كريم يا مولا ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما اے میرے پیارے خدا اے میرے پیارے خدا اے میرے رحیم کریم اللہ اے ستار غفار اللہ او مائی موسٹ فور گیونگ اللہ موسٹ لونگ اینڈ کیئرنگ اینڈ کمپیشنٹ اینڈ کائنڈ اللہ او مائی کریم رحیم اللہ فور گیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس فور گیو اوور میجر سنز اینڈ اوور مائنر سنز فور گیو دا سنز دیٹ وی کمیٹڈ نوئنگلی اور ان نوئنگلی Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh, my beloved Allah, you are Rahim, you are Kareem, you dearly love forgiveness of sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Oh, my Allah, we are turning towards you in this Mubarak night. We are turning towards you in this Mubarak night. Oh, my beloved Allah, the Hujjaj-e-Kiram were on Arafat today. Hey Allah, they were on those plains. And on that day where your rahmat knows no bounds. Ay Allah, your rahmat and your mercy knew no limits today in that Mubarak place. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you some part of that rahmat. Ay Allah, we may be far away, but you are close to us. Ya Allah, we may be far away from Arafat, but we are not far away from you. Oh, my beloved Allah, your rahmat is for all mankind. Whosoever turns towards you, you are prepared to accept his tawbah. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ay Allah, hum sharmindah hai. Ay Allah, we are not happy. We are not justifying any of our sins. Oh, my beloved Allah, we know that when we committed sins in our past lives, we bragged about our sins, we advertised our sins, we propagated our sins, we discussed our sins with our friends, and we were happy and joyous. Ay Allah, how displeased you must have become with us at that time when we were expressing happiness over our sins. Ay Allah, but now we have realized our mistake. Ay Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, when a person is a criminal and he has to go to court, Ya Allah, he covers his face. He does not want to be seen by the photographers. Ay Allah, he does not want his picture to appear in the newspapers because he is a criminal or he has been accused of some crime. Ay mere pyare khuda, how are we going to stand
before Rasool Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the billions of ummatis of other ummats. Hey, bere Allah, with our sins if they are projected before them, how embarrassing and humiliating it will be for us. Hey Allah, therefore we are seeking complete forgiveness. You are Rahim, you are Kareem. Your favors upon us are unlimited. Hey Allah, you could have seized us there and then. The moment we committed sins, you could have seized us. The moment we saw haram, you could have made us blind. The moment we listened to haram, you could have made us deaf. The moment we spoke haram, you could have made us dumb. The moment we walked towards those theaters or cinemas or any haram place, you could have paralyzed us. But oh Allah, how kind, how merciful you have been. Oh Allah, how can we ever... Oh Allah, where can we ever find another Allah? There is no Allah besides you. Hey Allah, if there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us long, long ago. Hey Allah, because we were using the ni'mats that were given by you. The sight given by you, the hearing given by you, the speech given by you, the wealth provided by you. Hey Allah, every ni'mat given by you, the health given by you, we were using for your disobedience. Hey Vere Allah, how tolerant you have been. Ya Allah, since you did not seize us then, oh Allah, do not seize us in the future. Ya Allah, do not bring about any kind of embarrassment and humiliation and disgrace upon us. Do not bring any kind of humiliation and disgrace upon the entire ummah of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, throughout the world, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is suffering. Ya Allah, when my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is informed that that ummah for whom you stood whole night in prayer until your feet swelled, that ummah for whom your teeth were shattered in Uhud, that ummah for whom you bled so much in Taif, that ummah for whom when you went into sajda in the haram, the intestines of animals were placed on your back, that ummah for whom you were ostracized and boycotted for 3 solid years. No food and no water was allowed to enter into Shaab ibn Abi Talib, except that which came in hidden form. Hey Allah, when that Nabi is informed that that ummah for whom you shed so much of tears, for whom you cried so much, hey Allah, when he is informed that that ummah is today in the casinos, in the theaters, in the gambling dens, in fornication, in adultery, in stealing, in fraud, in cheating, in all kinds of haram. Hey, Vere Allah. Mere pyare Nabi ko kitni takleef pahunchti ho. Ya Allah, how much of injury and pain we are causing to him who loved us so much, who prayed so much for us, who shed so much of blood for us. Ya Allah, we cannot see one drop of the blood of our beloved son. And oh Allah, he was your beloved Nabi, your beloved Rasul. Hey Allah, the angels too must have teared when they saw the blood. But oh Allah, for the sake of deen, Ya Allah, you allowed the blood of your beloved Nabi to flow. Ay Allah, that deen today is leaving our homes. That deen today has left our businesses. That deen today has left our Muslim countries. That deen has left the parliaments and cabinets of our Muslim governments. Ya Allah, that deen has left our lives. Ya Allah, so many have left the deen of that beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just for the sake of few miserable coins or for the sake of some beautiful face. Hey Allah, jo ho chuke guna wo ho chuke, lekin mere pyare khuda ab to hab par rahab farma le. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, forgive our wives and children, forgive our brothers and sisters, forgive the entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, every treasure is in your hands. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you in these times of fitna, protection of our iman, protection of our wealth and properties, protection of our wives and children, protection of the ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless us with good health. We are sick and ailing, give us cure from all our ailments. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Oh, my beloved Allah, do not test us in this world. Ya Allah, do not test us. We are extremely weak servants of yours. We are not like the Sahaba-i-Kiram or the Awliya of the Ummat. Ya Allah, we cannot bear any pain, any difficulty, any hardship, any trial, any tribulation. Oh, my beloved Allah, bless us with peace and happiness. Bless us with good health. Bless us with happiness, with prosperity. Ya Allah, remove every kind of difficulty and hardship. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those brothers and sisters who are in hospitals, some have been shot, some have been injured in accidents. Ya Allah, some are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, due to heart, liver, lung problems. Oh, my beloved Allah, give everyone cure. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and worries, remove their financial difficulties. Ya Allah, those who have got no iman, bless them with iman. And those whom you have given iman, give them istiqamat on that iman. Ya Allah, those who have got children, but their children have become a curse. Ya Allah, make their children the coolness of their eyes. Those who have gone into drinks and drugs and other vices, Ya Allah, remove them from those vices. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to change hearts. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to change hearts. The kuffar and the mushrikeen of Makkah, when they accepted Islam, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Ya Allah, if you could have changed their hearts from kufr and shirk and made them companions of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter they made so much of sacrifices for your deen, what is it difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts? Oh, my beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Remove the pride, the arrogance, the envy, the jealousy, the malice, the greed, the evil lust and passions that are in our hearts. Give us the tawfiq to sacrifice our evil desires. Ey mere Allah, teri zaat-e paak ke saath khas taluq naseeb farma. Ya Allah, bless us with the nisbat of the awliya-e siddiqeen. Ey Allah, tera qurb hamein naseeb farma. Make us that fish that swims deep in your ocean of marifat. Ya Allah, bless us with tawakkul. Ya Allah, bless us with zuhd and qanaat. Bless us with taqwa, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, hum sabko sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat de, rahat de. Dunya bhi de aur akhirat bhi de. Give us this world also and the akhirat. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, do not deprive us of the goodness of this world and do not deprive us of the goodness of the akhirat. Ya Allah, hamari maut, hamara khatima iman ke upar farma. Ey mere Allah, hamara khatima iman ke upar farma. Barkat wali maut naseeb farma. Ey Allah, Madina Tayyiba ke andar shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Jannatul Baqi ke andar hame dafan naseeb farma. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are so sinful servants of yours. Therefore, we are seeking death in Madina Tayyiba. But if it is not muqaddar in Madina Tayyiba, wherever our death comes, oh Allah, let it be a death of barakat. Ya Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in adultery. Do not let the angel of death find us in the casino or in any gambling den. Do not let the angel of death find us glued to the television screen watching some filth or with some filthy novel in our hands. Ya Allah, so many people are dying of heart attacks and in other ways, in all kinds of evil. Ey mere Allah, hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, those who have gone for hajj, give them maqbool and mabroor hajj. Ya Allah, they were on Arafat today, accept their harafat, accept their hajj. And Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also made a hajj. It was Hajjatul Wida, oh my beloved Allah. How can we forget that Mubarak Hajj of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on this Mubarak day? Ey Allah, with 124,000 companions, each and every one of them with a purified and a cleaned heart, which they attained in the sohbat and the company of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Allah, wo bajba, kitna Mubarak bajba tha. Ha, my beloved Allah. When my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his 124,000 companions, when they called out the labbaik, oh my Allah, what a labbaik that must have been from the depths of their hearts with all sincerity when they said labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. Oh Allah, they meant every word of what they said. Lekin mere pyare khuda, All we can do is seek with the barakat of that Hajj of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that all the du'as that he made on those Mubarak occasions, Ya Allah bless us with all that goodness. Mere pyare Nabi ne Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo maanga tha, mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo maanga tha, Rukne Yamani ko chu karke jo maanga tha. Oh my Allah, after touching the Rukne Yamani, whatever du'as he made, under the Mizab-e Rahmat, the du'as that he made, in the Hatim, the namazes that he made, and he made du'as. Ya Allah, at the Multazam, that masoom and sinless Nabi of yours. Ay Allah, for how long he attached himself, how much of tears he shed. Ay Allah, all the du'as that he made on that occasion for us. Ya Allah, mere pyare Nabi de ghilaf-e Kaaba se lipat karke jo maanga, maqam-e Ibrahim ke piche nawaze pad karke jo maanga, zamzam pi karke jo maanga, Safa aur Marwa ki seedhiyon par, ae Allah, apne 124,000 sahaba ke saath jo maanga, ae Allah, Mina ke andar jo maanga, and especially at Arafat. Oh my beloved Allah, what did he leave out on that occasion for the ummah? From Zuhr till Maghrib he asked, he begged, he cried. His ihram became wet with his tears. Oh Allah, what fear was there on him? Ya Allah, it was his concern for us, that so much of tears he shed in Arafat, in Muzdalifah. Ya Allah, jitni duaye mere Nabi ne mangi, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and fitna and corruption that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect us, protect our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the mujahideen in Chechnya, Palestine and other parts of the world, Ya Allah, assist them. Ya Allah, tu unki nusrat ghaibi ata farma. Ya Allah, malaika ke zariye se unko quwwat aur nusrat madad farma. Ya Allah, unke dushmano ko tu nest aur nabood farma. Ya Allah, deen ka kaam jis line se ho raha hai, qubool farma. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Jo ijtema hone wala hai, usko qubool farma. Zyada se zyada logo ko teri raah ke andar qurbani pesh karne ki taufeeq ata farma. Ya Allah, خانقاؤں کی محنت قبول فرما, مدارس مساجد کی محنت قبول فرما, دارالعلوم کی محنت قبول فرما, جو بھی دین کا کام کر رہے ہیں سب کو اخلاص کی توفیق سے مالا مال فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله